J-Mo. We talked about him yesterday from like the macro, zoomed out, like policing and the incident and right and wrong. And but let's kind of hone in a little more here. The Lions will have to decide at the end of this season whether or not they pick up his fifth year option. As we sit here today, I'm curious which camp people are in. If they had to decide today, would you pick up that option or would you decline that option? The Lions have the luxury of waiting. And John, you said, your email to us was, it's going to happen.
It's almost a sure thing. And here's why. If you look at the projections for what you would have to pay Jameson Williams, he's going to make about $15 million. In that fifth round or that fifth year option.
Yeah, I think it's between 15 and 18, somewhere in there.
Okay, well, to escalate it, you would have to earn a certain amount of playing time.
Yeah.
And I think that ship has sailed because of the injury his rookie season. And it's, you know, 50% or greater over all three seasons, which would trigger it. 75% or greater over all three seasons on average in a game. Like, because of the injury, and maybe this is the genius of Brad Holmes at that time, knowing that that option's not going to be triggered. The only way to trigger it is if he makes the Pro Bowl this year.
And I don't think that's happening.
All right. So he's going to make $15.16 million as a fifth-year option. And so then you look at, okay, what does the top 30 guys that are playing at the wide receiver position make? If you were to make a comparable of going out there and getting a number two, because I think we all believe J-Mo is the number two.
Yes.
All right. Deontay Johnson. Would you rather have Deontay Johnson or Jameson Williams for the Carolina Panthers?
Well, now Baltimore Ravens.
Right.
But yes. Deontay, I think, is more dependable at this point. I'd rather have Deontay.
But both on the field.
Brandon, I think you're sleeping on the player that Deontay is. I'd rather have J-Mo than Brandon Cooks.
Okay. So you start looking at this list. Deontay Johnson is the number 30 highest paid wide receiver at 18.4. So you'd already be getting J-Mo. Brandon Cooks, you think he's better than Brandon Cooks?
I don't.
It's
I do think he's better than Brandon Cooks, yes.
So it's $19 million, almost 20 that you'd be paying for Brandon Cooks. So if you are only paying $15 million, because 15.1 is just much harder to say, $15 million for Jameson Williams that year, and he's on your roster, that in and of itself means to me that, yeah, I think they'll probably pick it up. On the flip side, do you have more value in Jameson Williams going into next year and maybe next year's trade deadline? Not that you want to unload him at that time, or you get into this offseason and say, you know what, J-Mo's not a part of our, you know, future. Do we have more value in picking up that fifth year option and trading him? Because another team is certainly going to value having the leverage of that fifth year option versus just an expiring contract in year four. Then maybe for Jameson Williams, instead of a fourth round pick, you get a third round pick. Maybe instead of a third round pick, you get a second round pick. Like, there, you got to maintain your value. Now, part of that is Jameson Williams. And we talk about what has Jameson Williams missed by these suspensions, by the gambling suspension. Now, the injury is not his issue. It's his issue, but it was something out of his control. The gambling issue, that's four games. This one, two games. If there is a future suspension for the gun charges, there's more games. So he will be limited to be capped off at $15 million in fifth-year options. So the value is there. You pick that up so that either you can trade him and another team is paying him a fifth-year option of only $15 million versus I'm going to trade you. You're going to play somewhere else for that fourth year. You're going to hit the free agent market. And somebody is going to pay him more than $15 million. I guarantee you.
248-539-9797. I think it's important to set this up with the understanding. If you say no, you're not picking up his fifth year option, it would mean he is still on the team this year
and
all of next year, which I do want to see the next 18 months before I commit 15. I know you think 15 is a light number. It'd still be one of the highest paid players on the team for that season. I'm not willing to make that commitment based on what we've seen so far. So, like, I'm looking at the 2026 roster.
Is going to continue to go up. $15 million is not going to be And a percentage of that cap that you wouldn't be willing to pay for a wide receiver with the skill set of Jameson Williams.
My point is there's only going to be five or six guys who would make more that season than J-Mo. Is he one of the six or seven best players on this team? Are you willing to say that today? I'm not.
Yeah, but you're talking about a loaded roster.
Right. Well, but that's part of the math here is I want to pay Kirby Joseph. I want to pay Brian Branch. I'm already paying Ali McNeil. Hutch is going to get his deal. What I don't want to do is fork over a pay raise yet based on what I've seen so far. I'm not telling you he's going to get traded or I want him run out of town. I know that's how it's going to sound to people. I want to take this year and all of next year to determine whether I'm comfortable giving him an extension.
My question then is, okay, if it's not Jameson Williams and he's not here for that fifth year option that you're only going to be paying $15 million for.
You say only, I say it's $15 million is quite a bit, but that's fine.
Oh, okay, yeah, I'm not going to, $1 million is a lot of money.
No, I'm not saying by NFL standards, $15 million is a good chunk. It is.
It is not. When you're talking about the grand scheme of things, okay, so here's the question. If you don't pay Jameson Williams the $15 million, who's going to be your number two receiver? Where are you going to go to get that? Are you going to rely on a rookie? Or are you going to go into the free agent market, spend roughly the same amount of money to get less of a talent?
Fifth year option. If they had to make the decision today, would you pick it up? Yes or no? And understand, saying no doesn't mean he's cut, doesn't mean he's traded. It means he'd play this season and all of next season, and you'd still have the option to extend him, assuming he produces and stays on the field, which is the camp I'm in. I'm going to get painted in whatever light you guys choose to paint me in, but I would be of the belief that right now I'm not giving him $15 million guaranteed in his fifth season based on what I've seen so far. There's promise, of course, but it can't be promise. It has to be fulfilled. John, you challenged me with, and what do? Well, I've got two seasons, and in that time I can use my great general manager's big drafting brain to replace that in the interim. Right? Is that not allowed? I don't have to go on the open market and pay $20 million for a receiver. I can do what Brad Holmes has consistently proven he wants to do, draft and develop. I don't think you can pay multiple high-level receivers and multiple safeties and multiple pass rushers and multiple defensive linemen. Like, at some point, someone will get squeezed out, and I think I have every right to evaluate J-Mo's maturity before picking up a fifth-year option.
Yeah, well, you still have time to measure that maturity.
Yeah.
See how he responds from the suspension and obviously the gun charges. But if you're not paying him as a top level wide receiver, because if you pick up that option, like I mentioned, you're going to have great value in being able to trade him. So on other teams, he would be a number one.
On certain bad teams,
yes, he would be a number one and could develop into a one for more other teams.
Sure.
So you increase the trade value of what you will get in return. Sure. You're not going to get a first in return.
No, and I understand the risk if you don't pick up the fifth year and he balls out, you've lost a year of control.
Well, and not only that, but if you don't pick up that fifth year option, after your fourth, no matter if he balls out or not, you're going to have to pay more than $50 million if you want him on the roster. So you're basically saying... It's a longer commitment. This is a one-year commitment for $15 million. There's no chance they don't pick up that fifth-year option for leverage.
I guess it's fine. That's the argument is leverage. My point is I would willingly pay him more than 15 if he had shown me that he had played.
But you already said you can't. You can't pay all of these guys this much money.
My point is I want guys to go out and earn that bag. And we've seen them do that with Sewell. We've seen them do that with St. Brown. Jared Goff was one that we had big debates on the station about. He went out and earned it. I'm consistent on this. Go out and earn the money, and we'll figure it out later. Someone else will get displaced if you outplay one of your teammates. That's football. But right now, I don't think he's outplaying any of the other guys, which is why I feel comfortable making that statement. And that's not to say he's a bad football player. I know it's going to get twisted. The question was just, would you pick it up or not if you had to make the decision today? Clearly, John, if he comes back and he's playing on Sunday night against the Houston Texans,
yeah,
and he catches six balls for 150 yards and two touchdowns, and that ends up setting the tone for the rest of the season, he has a big playoff game. Maybe it's a wild card round or an NFC title game. He was off to a hot start last year in the NFC title game. Then, of course, the reality is the Lions' deadline would be at the end of that season, and then you probably pick up the fifth-year option. But the question is asked today.
Today,
he hasn't done those things. He hasn't done those things.
You're saying no.
Yes.
And again, I just go to, okay, let's take the other aspect that you mentioned. Brad Holmes is really good at draft picks. Is there other needs. Because Jameson Williams is currently on the roster, you don't have to spend a draft pick on him. You don't have to give him a ridiculous four-year contract that's going to pay him a lot more than just the $15 million. How young are all of these players on the offensive line? How young is Zeitler? How young or fragile is Frank Ragnow? Graham Glasgow?
Taylor Decker,
yep. Who gave up, you know, a couple of sacks, has given up a couple of sacks in the last couple of weeks.
Your point is you want those picks to use on the offensive line.
Right. I think that they'll be better utilized on the offensive line. I don't think you're going to go out and spend one on a wide receiver in the first round and still get at the end of the first round or the end of the second round. Yes, I know we have Amon-Ra St. Brown. He was a fourth-round pick. I understand all of that. And maybe there are more gems that Brad Holmes can find. But the better gamble is doing it on the front end.
Texter says, I am picking up the option, but by no means am I extending him beyond that and dropping a huge deal in his lap when he can't stay on the field, which is a completely different point.
Right. So it buys you an extra year to find out if he is that guy.
Right. This one says, it's funny, John's acting like a rookie couldn't do what J-Mo does. Hey, Johnny has 42 career catches. He can be easily replaced.
Okay, well, then when that time comes, we'll have to make that decision.
In today's NFL, there's no reason to pay two wide receivers. The draft is so deep every single year at that position. You trust your general manager. I can't believe you guys are talking about getting rid of J-Mo.
Let's make sure. There's only one of us talking about getting rid of J-Mo,
and that is
Jim Costa.
I'm talking about having him on the team for two seasons still.
You wanted to get rid of Jared Goff. Look how that's turned out. Show a little foresight.
J-Mo says, this text says, J-Mo's mistakes are minimal seriousness, very minor. He's not a bad apple. He's just young. Says he's not beating up a girlfriend or drunk driving. Says, I know you talking heads love these blabbing radio topics, but leave J-Mo alone. He's going to help us win the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Let's make sure that we insert Jim Costa, leave J-Mo alone.
Let him go. More money, Mo J-Mo problems, reads a ticket text. This one says, it's a ridiculous question to ask. Of course they're going to pick up the option. The fact that you're pushing this narrative is sad. Real quick, what is my narrative? That I want him to play good football before I would be comfortable giving him a raise?
No, but your question
is, that's my narrative. It's crazy. I know. It's radical. It's crazy.
Your question is if we would pick it up now, and I know it's a risk. But if for $15 million, I'll take him as a number two versus just about anybody else in that football season, because the Super Bowl window is what it is. I don't want to rely on hoping, and I understand Brad Holmes is good at the draft. Love it that he's good at the draft, but I want him to be good at the draft of continuing to build an offensive line. If they don't sign someone, and this is a question that we have going on right now, let's just say they don't sign an edge defender. Where's the best area to pick one up? In the draft.
Of course.
But no, you've got to go out and get yourself a receiver.
You're because you don't want to pick. Extend them. You have more than one pick. They have more than one draft pick. Like, let's not act like you can't walk and chew gum at the same time. You can. And we've seen Brad do this, address multiple areas in multiple drafts and multiple off seasons. It's not like if J-Mo wasn't here 3 years from now, the empire would crumble. How would they function? They would draft and develop like they always have. See, and they may give up a pick or two to get a pass rusher, which I would advocate for. That doesn't mean they can't also continue to keep the cupboard stocked. You got a good GM, act like it.
I just think, Jim, I'm not trying to be like mean here, but more like Jansen is, but I'm just kidding. The team has leverage and control.
Yeah.
And that's a very powerful thing to have here throughout this entire thing. You have a young, dynamic receiver who is not a number one. He's a number two in this league right now. Could he become a one? Maybe. I don't see it happening. I mean, the bigger picture thing here is that J-Mo, and I think a lot of people would agree with this, is that he's probably not getting extended here. He's probably going to be the first round draft pick that however he leaves town, he leaves town. But the team...
Sounds like you're kicking him out,
Tom. The reason the rookie deal was put in place, the way the rookie contracts changed 10, 12 years ago in the NFL, is it gives the teams way more control. It doesn't financially strap them. The Lions have... That's a pretty cheap option for a number two in year five.
Yeah.
248-539-9797.